Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back, continuing our National Signing Day look ahead extravaganza. I'm going to keep adding labels to it as we go on. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. This segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Giving you the best deal of the season right here, right now. Maybe the best deal of all time of any kind ever. Look it up. I think it's true. No way to prove it. But if you purchase a gift card or credit with GoPSURV.com, they will double the value of it. It's like getting your next RV rental for 50% off. Contact them today for more details at 1-800-519-8467 or check them out at GoPSURV.com. Do it soon. Hop right to it now. The offer ends December 31st, 2018. I don't think there's a better way to have a college football weekend at Penn State in Happy Valley than to do it right there. It beats a hotel room any day of the week. All kinds of different RVs you can look at. GoPSURV.com. We look so far, Greg, at the offensive side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball, just to get a feel for what Penn State had in its 2019 class. It's not the most accomplished, most decorated class that Penn State has had. Certainly some things can come along and change that. Right. Number one, first and foremost, would be if they were able to get Nolan Smith out of his Georgia commitment up here. It's not something we're banking on. But there are still some avenues to make improvements to this class. And I suspect as we lead up to December 19th, the first signing period, and we lead up to February, you're going to get some names. You're going to get some commits that improve this class. 16 of them so far. We've looked at offensive defense to get a feel for those. I want to talk about college readiness. And there are two parts of the equation, obviously, on this one. Number one, physically, how ready some of these guys look to play and to make the jump to the next level. And to go along with that, who's enrolling in January to start getting to work in the weight room and acclimated right away and to go through spring practice. And then the other piece of it is what the depth chart looks like at all those positions. So start right there with the January enrollees. What's the feel for who is, who isn't, what the numbers are starting to look like from that vantage point?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point in time, you know, you look at you look at this class to date, this is one of the bigger early enrollment classes that I can really remember that Penn State has ever had. But James Franklin is sort of pushing things this way with as many guys as he can. And now look, some guys won't be able to early enroll for a variety of reasons. Academics at their school don't allow them to, or you know, they could be in a situation where they just didn't set it up in time. Maybe they don't want to graduate early and enroll. So everybody's just a little bit different. But right now, the list of guys pointing to an early enroll include 5-star linebacker Brandon Smith, 4-star linebacker Lance Dixon. It's going to take a minute, so you could just
take a nap.
That's right.
You're done.
4-star safety Tyler Rudolph. Both quarterback commits, 4-star Michael Johnson Jr. from Oregon and 4-star Taquan Roberson from New Jersey. Keaton Ellis, a State College defensive back, 4-star commit, will be enrolling early as well. So is Marquise Wilson, the Connecticut 4-star corner. Anthony Wiggum left from Lackawanna College. I believe he intends to as well. I do not think Jaquan Brisker is his Lackawanna teammate. Wiggum's an offensive lineman. Brisker's a safety. Then you have Brenton Strange plans to, too, the 4-star tight end from West Virginia. So you're talking about a bulk of the kids signing ultimately ending up on campus just less than a month after they sign. This is very good news for Penn State. It means a lot of their most talented guys in this class are going to get to campus and get to work early.
And it was a theme. So the 2018 class was one of the best that Penn State has ever seen. And you're starting to see some fruits of that now. But the interesting part of that is that you had a fair number of January enrollees. You also started to see, I don't know, for the first time that I've been following along with recruiting closely, is guys arriving in waves. And guys arriving early, they're arriving in May, they're arriving in early June, they're arriving at the end of June. Mm-hmm. And the college readiness of that group was just as impressive as the raw talent of that group. And it seemed to me to mark some kind of fundamental shift, a fundamental change with the way that Penn State is doing business in terms of getting guys who are physically ready. And I'll offer Judge Culpepper, who we haven't seen on the field this year. I'll offer him as a good example of a guy who, you know, listed all along by recruiting services at 260. He pops up at Lift for Life at 295. And it's like, right. Where did that come from? So there's something to be said. And I suspect it's a direction coming from Penn State of, you know, you're able to play four games as a freshman. You're able to commit earlier in the process than you were. You're able to take visits earlier. You're going to know more about where you're going and what you got to do. There's no excuse to not show up more prepared than ever. And as players, you know, I think you know that four-game audition you can get while still preserving your red shirt can translate into something more if you prove you deserve it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the four-game window is just such a game changer for all of these guys, because now if you come to campus early, before you only had from January till August, or if you didn't come early, then you only had from June until August to show that you were worth, you should be playing this season, that you should be out there on the field as a first-year player. And now you can show some development. Whether your window is 6 months or three, you can show development to at least earn a couple of games worth of playing time, to earn some snaps, to start working your way into the rotation. And that's just such a huge deal, I think, in terms of being able to, when you're recruiting guys, tell them, hey, look, if you come here early, this probably improves your chances of playing early that much more. And especially in a season like 2019, where Penn State has some pretty, let's just say it, awful non-conference opponents, you're going to have every reason in the world to get those guys out there as soon as possible and as much as possible. So it's good news for them, for Penn State. And there's a few guys in this class of that group that's going to early enroll that really can make an impact right away.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking at Penn State's 2019 recruiting class and who's going to be college ready. We'll get into the names in just a moment here. This segment brought to you by tailgatewine.com. If you're looking for a unique gift idea for the holidays or otherwise for that Penn State fan in your life, you got to check out tailgatewine.com, the blue and white wine gift box. They have some wine and barbecue packages with sauces and rubs paired up. Check all those out at tailgatewine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. Let's get into the names. I mean, we've mentioned a few of these earlier in the show. If you missed the offense and defense segments where we broke down the commits and so far, I should say, in Penn State's 2019 class, you can get those on the Keystone Sports app at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Brandon Smith is an interesting one. We covered for a while all the things he brings to the table. We don't really need to rehash, you know, how special he is athletically. I'm more looking, you know, in his case, at what the depth chart is. And, you know, Penn State was okay. I think you saw them evolve and get better at the linebacker position as the 2018 season went on. But I think it's also fair to say that they could be in the market for some athletic upgrades at a few of those spots. You assume at this point in time that Micah Parsons is going to remain a linebacker. You're going to just see him get more involved. But, you know, the arrival of a guy like Brandon Smith, who can play an outside linebacker position, you're losing Koa Farmer from that mix. It would be really interesting, especially a linebacker rotation that has two really long athletic guys like Brandon Smith and Cam Brown. There's some interesting ways that he can be used. You know, he's one that's enrolling early, right? So you could see him. He'll start to show that ability right away. I'm curious to see how it changes how they view the linebacker position.
No question, because I think you could see him in line for snaps. Very early on. I mean, I think the other thing too, when we talk about college ready guys, two guys we'll never talk about in this segment, I don't think, are Taquan Roberson and Michael Johnson Jr. But this is rare, probably unheard of at Penn State, to get two quarterbacks, both four stars in the same class, and they both come to campus early. There's no telling what that means for the quarterback.
Well, the race is on. You know, for them, the way that the depth chart shakes out in the future, I know this is drifting away from the core of the segment, but it's a good talking point you bring up, is when there's an opening. And, you know, you have Tommy Stevens, presumably your starter in 2019. I think you can pretty fairly take that to the bank. It would be interesting if you weren't. Sean Clifford has eligibility through 2021. So that means both these guys are likely looking at the prospect, if everything kind of shakes out how you expect, where the job is there for the taking in 2022. So 2 years on campus of development time, which I think is fair no matter what. And then the races on these guys are going to be, along with Will Levis, who's got a year head start, who's also a good athlete. You're going to start to see, and you're going to try to read into the breadcrumbs that you're given, who's going to be ready to emerge as the post Trace McSorley, post Tommy Stevens, possibly post Sean Clifford. It's the because only one player can play. It's something you have to watch closely.
That's exactly right. No, there's a lot of different positions that there's a lot of different groups to watch at this point when you talk about, you know, who's going to be the one to get the run at in that four-game window that we talked about. So Brandon Smith, for sure, he's going to be an impact player. I'm not convinced. Not convinced that Lance Dixon can't be one of those guys too after he comes to campus.
I'm not convinced. So that if you wipe
right.
them all
yeah.
out,
right.
that means I'm convinced.
I think he can make a splash. Keaton Ellis strikes me as a guy that can play who can play a little bit on special teams early on. So I mean, I think they're in good shape. And then Jaquan Brisker is not a guy on the early enrollment list, but he's a guy that's going to have junior college experience, obviously, and he'll be able to showcase what he's learned over the last couple of years after going he attended Gateway High School. So I think he's another one that could potentially pop up and be in the mix here, too. So there's a lot of college-ready guys in this class, Dustin. It's just a matter of how many of them can crack the rotation early on.
And if, like, the 2018 class, if a lot of these guys show up, if Lance Dixon shows up at 225 pounds, you're having a whole different conversation about him than you would be like right now.
Right. And where are these guys going to be? The ones that are early enrolled, where are they going to be? You mentioned Judge Culpepper. There's been how many guys at this point that have showed up at college ready and showed up ready to go and capable of, putting on a lot of weight in a hurry to make a transition or to put themselves in the picture to play. So even though you don't think all these guys are college ready, and we know for a fact that defensive and offensive linemen don't usually play their first season, we have seen some impressive gains, some impressive growth from a lot of these young guys, especially the last couple of cycles under Dwight Galt and his staff, to make you think that these guys should be good to go when it comes to coming in early and getting into the fold.
Devin Ford, the running back, I think that's college caliber instincts right now, and I think his skill set fits. Miles Sanders, whether he is or isn't back, can dictate whether Devin Ford plays more than four games or not. John Dunmore, you know, I think Penn State has a need for guys who can make clutch catches, can make catches when there's not a lot of separation. He's one of them. The cornerbacks, Penn State has shown under James Franklin they're willing to play cornerbacks pretty early. They got a few good ones there. Some JUCO guys, Jaquan Brisker, Anthony Wiggin. I think Wiggin should probably be ticketed. He's a 3-for-2 guy, 3 years to play two seasons. I think he's going to redshirt probably. But Penn State, they've raised the level of expectations starting last season. The 2019 class should be no different. We'll see what happens. We're moving on. Ask Greg coming up after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.